And now here we go with our friend Nick in Taunton. Nick!
Hiya,
yeah, I'm all right for what you're going to do, Nick. The other week when we had a couple of correspondents and we had some talk about what happens when the Sky Plus gets down to 2% and you have to murder your darlings. Now, you're in a household where just that is happening, aren't you, Nick?
Absolutely. It's a bit of competition between me, my wife and my little daughter, but I think it's a bit unfair to delete any of her
stuff. You've got to do that.
Well, we had someone using it as a punishment to get the kids to behave.
That's how we got into this. He said, you know what, if you don't belt up, I'm going to get rid of,
Peppa Pig.
And the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. That was the big one.
Toy Stories 2 and 3 poised and ready to go.
Well, hang on. Don't give away too much yet, because this could be the sensation that's going to drive...
You may be able to save them, yeah.
The X Factor to its knees, because Chloe's with us. Chloe!
Hello!
What relationship do you have with this wretch I was just talking to?
Well, he's got so many low-budget horror films on there, I just want rid of them, really.
Chloe, you're married to Nick?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay, and the pair of you are both talking on different phones in the house. That's how things go.
Right.
And you are both looking at your Sky Plus. I know other systems are available, but seriously, Sky Plus. Let's not be caught.
Yeah, Sky Plus.
And how many percent is it at the moment, full up?
How
does
it say the percentage,
Nick?
About
85,
90%.
Oh,
it's all his stuff. There's about 3% of my stuff on there.
All right. Now, here's the only way we're going to sort this out. Nick, you've had a look through. What is the first thing you wish to get rid of? And Chloe, do you have any objection to it? Nick, what is the first thing you want to get rid of?
I'd say Mr. Selfridge at the moment. That seems to have been loitering there for a while
Is it just one episode, or do you have several episodes of the underperforming Mr. Selfridge?
There's only two at one stage, although I've realised it's now gone. We had about 100 episodes of Criminal Minds, but that was what I was looking for. It's actually been since
I want to bring rancour to this, obviously, but I'm the same with this one about Air Crash Investigates. Why do you need 17 episodes of it? I like it. But
you set the series and then forget you've done it.
This is what's happened with...
I try to delete as I go, whereas Nick just hoards stuff on
there. Well, we're hearing you're pretty much a hoarder of Mr. Selfridge. Whether your heart beats faster for the
There's
member of the cast,
episodes.
I don't know.
There's only two episodes, and I will delete them.
Okay.
His stuff just stays on there.
So all right, but that's in your favour. Nick, you've heard. Press the yellow button and delete Mr. Selfridge. Would you do that for us?
That's fantastic. That's quite liberating, actually.
Yeah. Is it gone?
It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Chloe, have you made a note of something you would wish to get rid of?
Hang on, there's so many. I have to scroll back up. Hansel and Gretel, which I think is a low-budget horror.
Hansel and Gretel, it's actually a horror telling of Hansel and Gretel.
I'm guessing so, yeah.
Nick,
got to go.
You know, I'm all for the trash, but Hansel and Gretel, that can go, can it, Nick?
I haven't seen it. It does feature violent abuse of children, according to the description.
Well, that was Grimm had in mind, I believe. Hence the tank. That's why they call them Grimm fairy tales. Can Chloe delete your trash horror Hansel and Gretel?
I'll forgive her that.
Yay. Right,
yeah. Chloe, I'm going to stick with you. Chloe, pick another one and tell us what kind of things are you going past? What kind of things has he put on his Sky Plus?
He's got a Terror at the Opera, Awake, Mirrors.
When you go to bed of a night, you're happy that your partner's downstairs watching this absolute ordeal.
No. The thing is, we don't get a lot of time to ourselves because of having Ava.
Do you know what?
So it's precious time, really.
It is precious time that he could get away from Terror at the Opera. Choose one. What do you suggest next?
I think Island of Death sounds like one.
Island of Death. Now, Island of Death. Nick, are you going to put up a fight for Island of Death?
Well, on the basis, I think that was recorded nearly six months ago, and I haven't got round to watching it. I suppose
you haven't watched it by now, Nick.
All
you're never going to watch it.
Nick, Island of Death is gone. We must be down to about 81% now. Nick, suggest something of Chloe's that can go.
Righto. I can certainly say this Dynamo Magician Impossible rubbish.
That's quite good. Chloe, what do you think? He wants to get rid of Dynamo.
I think that's brilliant, Nick. He just hasn't watched it, so he doesn't know how good it is.
But not only that, your mates will come round, you'll start talking about it and go, I know you
can... it's a good discussion starter.
Yeah. So are you going to let him delete Dynamo?
How many episodes are there, Nick?
I think there's three here. None of them are viewed at the moment.
OK, I'll let him get away with deleting that.
Yeah, but you ain't seen, a couple. You haven't seen it, you can say no.
I know, I'll watch it on the internet or something.
Lose Dynamo. All right. Now I'm going to ask for you, and you can carry this discussion on off the air, I'm going to ask you to be controversial and get rid of something you know that Chloe, what do you think? Well, I know he's going to say no, but I don't want that on there anymore. Is there something else you're looking at thinking that's taking up too much space?
Rosemary's Baby.
Rosemary's Baby.
I know
Baby.
It's a horror film, but I know he won't want to lose that one.
When's he going to watch it again? He's not going to watch it again, is he? He knows he's going to watch it. What? Nick, Rosemary's Baby's gone.
I just end up buying it on DVD instead.
Chloe, he's already got it twice on DVD. I bet if you looked around, he's already got it. I bet he has.
He probably has.
So are you going to delete Rosemary's Baby?
I did it.
Remember,
gone.
You can fight back now, Nick, because Rosemary's Baby's gone. Press the yellow button. Rosemary's Baby's gone.
If you went for a fall...
All gone.
All right.
The trouble is, you see, I've done a bit of sort of surreptitious pruning of some of the stuff Chloe's recorded anyway.
Fight back.
A lot of the stuff I thought was there is not actually there anyway.
Well, she's got rid of
I wondered where those things had gone. Thanks, Nick.
I knew. If we get a husband and wife doing this, Lindsay and I could take a walk around the block while the bickering...
To be able to have your own folder where you can have 50% each.
Yeah.
That's the only way of doing it.
You live in a fantasy world, hip rave. A fantasy world is...
It's a good idea.
Last one, Chloe, Nick rather, she's got rid of your Rosemary's Baby. Fight back, my friend.
Right, well, it has to be Schindler's List.
No.
I can't watch that film again.
I'm not sure we can allow that.
You can't delete Schindler's List.
I know, what's he like?
There'll be an outcry if you delete that.
Go on, delete Schindler's List.
No, don't.
I've seen it
all the way through, Nick. I need to see it all the way through.
I'm going to ask, could we fade our couple out? And with that note, if we've done nothing else this morning, as they continue, thank you, Nick. Thank you, Chloe. I just want to say, A, there's a slice of Britain in the 21st century. And B, we have now caused disruption in a household that will go on for the rest of the day. If either Nick or Chloe want to, we'll get back to them next week and see how it went on from there. But I don't know how I feel about asking people to delete Schindler's List. Terror at the Opera? Yes. But if you want to send us your, during the week, if you're listening to this at another time, send us your... lists of the arguments you've had in getting rid of one item at a time. We will free up the Sky Pluses of Britain. Apparently they're still arguing and unaware they're not on the radio anymore.
Took a war over the remote control.
What have you got over there, by the way, Lindsay?